Live Updates: Trump Holds Pennsylvania Rally. By Tony Lee on December 10, 2019. President Donald Trump will hold a Tuesday evening rally in Pennsylvania hours after House Democrats introduce two articles of impeachment against him. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates of the Hershey, Pennsylvania rally. All times Eastern. 8:42 p.m., raucous Trump rally ends with Trump's standard closing. 8:31 p.m., Trump painting Democrats as the insane party that wants extreme late-term abortions and sanctuary cities. He says Democrats are the party of blatant corruption, high taxes, abortion, open borders, and socialism. He says at stake in the 2020 battle is the survival of the nation. He says the nation will get destroyed if we let these people in. 8:30 p.m., Trump says crazy Elizabeth Warren has a healthcare plan that would cost $52 trillion and you still won't have your doctor. Trump says he affectionately calls her Pocahontas. Trump says Warren was coming back but she opened her fresh mouth of hers and her momentum stalled. Trump mocks Alfred E. Newman, Buttigieg, and wonders how he is raising so much money. He says he dreams about running against Buttigieg. He also mocks Warren's phony beer video with her husband. Wait till Trump sees video of Warren and her husband awkwardly talking about hammers. 8:20 p.m., Trump rips far-left Democrats for supporting sanctuary cities, where illegal immigrants are free to rape, kill, and beat up people. He says the sanctuary city of Philadelphia is one of the worst. He says there were no sanctuary cities when he went to school in Philly. Trump reading off vicious crimes committed by illegal immigrants and illegal MS-13 gangsters in Philadelphia and other sanctuary cities. Trump says Democrats stand for crime, corruption and chaos while Republicans stand for law and order and justice. 8:15 p.m., Trump mocking Beto for wanting to get rid of religion, Bible, guns, and oil. He says sleepy Joe Biden also believes in shutting down fossil fuel production in Pennsylvania but voters will never let that happen. Trump claims he has taken the toughest actions against China's trade abuses. Trump says steel mills in Pennsylvania are roaring back to life because of the steel tariffs on the dumped steel. We can't play games with steel, Trump adds. He says he has given up on globalists who want to rebuild the world and ignore America. 8:06 p.m., Trump now introducing various elected officials from Pennsylvania. 8:03 p.m., Trump now mocking Biden for not knowing what state he is campaigning in. What is wrong with this guy? There's something wrong. How many times can you do that? 8:01 p.m., Trump calls Schiff a crooked bastard. 7:45 p.m., Trump now mocking Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and their insurance policy. He says Strzok was so in love that he couldn't see straight and needed a restraining order to keep him away. Lisa, he'll never be the same, Trump says. He says day after day he is exposing the filthy swamp and we're cleaning it up. He says now that the Russia witch hunt is dead, congressional Democrats are pushing the impeachment witch hunt having to do with Ukraine. But that's already failing, Trump says, pointing out that there are no crimes in the articles of impeachment. He says this is the lightest, weakest impeachment. Trump says Democrats like Shifty Schiff are stone-cold crooked. Trump says the whistleblower defrauded our country because he wrote something that was untrue after the informer gave him false information. 7:39 p.m., Trump now rips the Obama FBI for spying on his campaign without disclosing the political nature of the hit job to the FISA court. Trump says innocent people's lives have been destroyed by scum. What they did was so unbelievable, Trump says. They spied on our campaign, Trump says. Never happened in the history of our country. We're wise to it. 7:38 p.m., rally interrupted by agitator. Trump yells, "Get her out." Trump says one of the officers wanted to be politically correct. We don't want to be politically correct, Trump says. 7:36 p.m., Trump accuses the radical left and the establishment of trying to nullify the election and erase the votes of his supporters. He says Republicans have never been more united than they are now because it's all a hoax, and they understand it. He also says they also understand poll numbers. 7:32 p.m., Trump, reminiscing about the 2016 election and the blockbuster ratings, asks, "What the hell would they do without me and you?" Crowd cheers when Trump asks if they think the media are corrupt and dishonest. 7:28 p.m., Trump says unlike past politicians, he keeps his promises on trade deals and reviving the manufacturing base. He says we are on the verge of ending the NAFTA catastrophe once and for all. He says Congress will soon vote on the USMCA, and Trump says Pelosi announced USMCA on the same day they announced they are going to impeach. Trump says they announced it 1 hour later to play down the impeachment. They are embarrassed, Trump says, adding that his poll numbers have gone through the roof because of her stupid impeachment. Trump says the silver lining of impeachment in this witch hunt is the approval of the USMCA trade deal. 7:05 p.m., Vice President Mike Pence on stage to USA Chants. Pence, giving his standard introductory remarks, speaks about 3 years of action, results, and promises made, promises kept. He says history will record that Trump established the United States Space Force and says Trump is the best friend the United States Armed Forces has ever had. He says Trump also understands that national security begins with border security. Pence also calls Trump the most pro-life president in American history. He now speaks about the booming economy and stock market under Trump. Pence says there are a lot of people trying to take credit for the USMCA, but make no mistake about it, President Trump got it done. Crowd boos when Pence says the do-nothing Democrats brought articles of impeachment against Trump. What a disgrace, he says. Pence says they are pushing this baseless, partisan impeachment because they know they can't stop you from giving Trump 4 more years in the White House. 6:45 p.m. Get your popcorn ready. Massive crowd is always in one of the most important 2020 states. Resistance ready to agitate. Rain won't stop Trump supporters from turning out.